Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Suset, S-U-S-E-T, Otto, O-T-T-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Otto as described in my reports of 2-6-16 and 12-3-19. You have now kindly provided me with some additional medical documentation for review. The only new documentation are progress notes from Dr. Pulser, beginning 3-31-22. He treated Ms. Otto with various pain medications. They were adjusted over the next few months, running through 10-27-22. New paragraph. Ms. Otto was accompanied to the evaluation by her daughter, who helped translate. According to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, Suzette Otto was injured at work on 7-6-14. She tripped on her back and injured her lower back. I'll scratch that. She tripped and injured her lower back and right leg. She did go to Atlantic Care emergency room, She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on 1-10-18. She states, since evaluated here, she may have had one more injection. She did not undergo any further surgery, and treatment concluded approximately 2 years ago. She denies any interim injuries. New paragraph, physical exam. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. She resisted right plantar flexor and quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with antalgia on the right, but no assistive devices were used. She did not have a foot drop. She was able to stand on her toes with support. She was unable to stand on her right heel. She changed positions extremely slowly, complaining of low back tenderness while doing so. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar consistent with the history of surgery described. She sat at 90 degrees flexion and actively flexed to 60 degrees with extension to 15 degrees. Bilateral rotation was to 15 degrees with tenderness. Bilateral rotation was full without discomfort. There was global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 65 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Impressions. Suzette Otto was injured at work on 7-6-14, as will be inserted from my prior reports. She has received an order approving settlement on 3-28-16 for 17.5% partial total due to residuals of herniated discs at L4-5 and L5-S1 with persistent lumbar radiculopathy. She reopened her claim and then received another order approving settlement on 3-16-20. At that time, she was given 45% partial total for residuals of L5-S1 disc herniation, post-operative state for laminectomy, facetectomy, foraminotomy, and bilateral neural decompression with implantation of interbody prosthesis, 17.5% credit for prior award. She then reopened her claim once again. Since evaluated here, she received ongoing pain management from Dr. Pulser. His ongoing diagnoses were lumbosacral radiculopathy and post-laminectomy syndrome. He did explain to her, she expressed she did not want to pursue interventional pain management, so there really was no reason to obtain another MRI. The only other option would be that of spinal cord stimulator trial, but she did not want to consider this. Period. As of the last visit on 10/27/22, she remained on medications and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found Ms. Otto had a variably decreased range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. Although seated, straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 65 degrees elicited low back tenderness bilaterally. Period. She changed positions extremely slowly, complaining of low back pain. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as previously given and will be inserted as marked. And that is the answer.